Welcome to the Middle East Update with Amir Sarfati. Amir discusses the latest news from Israel and the region through the lens of biblical prophecy. The original video versions can be found on Behold Israel's YouTube and Facebook channels. To make it convenient, we've converted them to audio format to keep up with your busy schedule. Be sure to also subscribe to Amir Sarfati on Telegram for daily updates from the Middle East. Amir's Middle East updates are based on the latest and most reliable sources, so you know you're getting the most accurate news. Now, on to the update.
Shalom, everyone. This is Amir Sarfati from Galilee, from Israel. And as you can see, we're still going on with our lives here. We are not hiding in a bomb shelter at the moment. But let me give you an explanation to what is going on right now, what actually happened during the night, which was daytime or afternoon in America, but during the night in Israel, and what is happening even today. So first of all, the U.S. President gave a speech in which he said that the American support in Israel's fight against Iran and its proxies is ironclad. He made it very clear, this has nothing to do with the war with Gaza. This has nothing to do with the American criticism on Rafah to go in, to go out, all of these things. He said, when it comes to Iran, if in case Iran is going to attack Israel, America will be there not only to help Israel defend itself with U.S. sophisticated equipment that is already deployed along the Middle East, but also there was a hint that America will even help Israel attacking back. This is all an equation. Everybody is bracing towards something, and we have two options, and we have two equations, and let me explain. So first of all, as I said, the U.S. president made it very clear, America is with Israel on this. Second, CENTCOM commander, General Michael Perilla, is right now in Israel. Normally, CENTCOM commander, the most senior general in American forces that is in this area, he's here. Normally, he comes for a few hours, half a day. He's going to be here for 2 days. He arrived this morning. He's now in the command center of the Israeli Air Force, under the ground, 20 stories under the ground in Tel Aviv, going over the different scenarios and letting Israel know what is it that America can do in order to help. The 6th Fleet is on its way from the Middle East, from the western part of the Middle East, and the 5th Fleet is in the area. USS Eisenhower is crossing the Suez Canal right now on its way to the coast of Israel, and to be able to help with several things, shooting down rockets, GPS disruption, and of course also offensive capabilities with rockets and missiles and aircrafts. And now let me walk you through the events of last night. So first of all, for the last week, the Iranians are threatening. There are graphic department, the art department is working extra hours. They put posters and graphic designs and everywhere online and on the streets of Tehran. They're spreading videos. It's all threats. Threats of ballistic missiles that will come and hit strategic places in Israel, like the seaport and airports, of course, with military bases, some touristic sites, everything. They are trying to really spread fear and terror here. So they've been threatening for the last week, okay? But last night, since Eid al-Fitr, since Ramadan is over, and now they kind of being expected to do something, last night, Khamenei gave a speech. He said Israel will pay. But last night, something very strange happened. You see, sometimes these things backfire on you. Last night, Lufthansa, that is smelling danger in the region, decided to suspend all of its flights from Tehran to Germany. And following Lufthansa, Iranian Airlines decided to stop flying. And following that came an interesting tweet that was immediately deleted later, that Iran is actually halting all air traffic above Tehran until 5 a.m., which immediately caused panic amongst the residents of Tehran, thinking that, you know, Iran is going to do something and then get hit. So because there was so much panic and they realized that the threats are now affecting airlines and, you know, people, they immediately deleted that tweet and they said that, you know, they never had it there. So you can see sometimes you threaten and then you become a captive of your own threats, because now everybody's expecting you to do something since you were spreading so many threats, like the thug in the neighborhood. And so now let me give you an explanation of what could possibly happen. And listen to me, because this is super important. First of all, the equation is this: the Israeli response will be scaled according to the Iranian attack. If it's not going to be severe, and if it's not going to come from Iranian soil, let's say they only attack from Syria and Iraq and Yemen, because they're even afraid to attack from Lebanon, because God forbid, look who's here, because God forbid they are afraid that an all-out war with Lebanon will start and then they'll lose Hezbollah as their arm. It's only going to be proxies. It's you know, Israel is obviously not going to shoot at Iran. We're going to destroy whatever we need to destroy in places where missiles came from. But the Minister of Defense of Israel made it very clear that we will attack any place where we were attacked from, which means that if Iran wants to attack Israel from its own territory, it should expect for the first time to get attacked officially and publicly by either his Israeli Air Force or Israeli missiles and drones, and cruise missiles, ballistic missiles and drones, which will give Israel finally a chance and a justification to hit Iran's nuclear sites, which I'm not sure Iran wants. So, A, we're not sure if Iran itself is going to be part of this, because there's a lot at stake here. Two, we're not sure how big it's going to be. The idea of the attack, the idea of any attack right now is, first, exhaust the air defense system with many drones. And once the air defense system is too busy, then fire your big, heavy, precision-guided missiles and hit targets where it hurts. So this is what we expect them to do now. Again, it's very important. If they attack from Iran, Iran will be attacked from Israeli soil, with maybe even American help. If there will be no attacks from Iranian soil, then the response will be as usual. I mean, we are getting already attacked with drones and missiles from Iraq and from Syria and from Lebanon and from Yemen. It's nothing new. In the last 6 months, it's been happening. And so it's just going to be more of the same, maybe a little bit more severe, but more of the same. So Iran needs to decide, A, are we going to shoot from our own territory? And if we do, how bad is it going to be? Our response will be accordingly. Again, Iran has a lot to lose here, because the Israeli response will be very decisive. Israel is not going to respond decisively. This is going to be a show of weakness, to the point that it will invite more attacks from maybe even other countries. Even the North Korean leader just said that it's time for war. We need to get ready for war, because there's countries around us that are weak right now. Maybe this is the right time to do. So that could be a piece of a domino that will cause a domino effect elsewhere around the world, which I'm not sure everybody wants right now. So the Iranians are now being pressed by the Americans the Americans asked the UAE and Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and Qatar and others to call the Iranians and tell them not to attack. Or if they do attack, don't do it from your own soil and don't do it in a very overwhelming manner, because the Israeli response will be harsh and we will actually understand and even maybe assist. And so we're bracing towards something. Because they spread so many threats, I think they are captured in their own, threats. They need to do something. The manner of the strike will decide how we respond. And the location where rockets were fired from will determine where we are going to fire back. These are the two things that you need to understand. On the other hand, what's going on in Gaza? A lot of people are saying, Amir, you just posted that Israeli army left Gaza, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yeah, we did leave most of the Gaza Strip, but it was a very, very smart thing. We refresh our soldiers. But second, once we leave, all the terrorists comes out of their holes, and then we immediately strike. And that's what happened today. Probably dozen attacks on terrorists that came out of their holes and tunnels in different places around the Gaza Strip. And this is it, folks. So, we're still there. We're still attacking. The war is still going on. We're not backing off. And when it comes to Iran, again, I honestly think that the Ayatollahs need to think, because not only that the Ayatollahs are now no longer spectators. You see, up until now, Iran was smart to be in the peanut gallery. I mean, they were watching what's going on. They were allowing their proxies to attack, but they were like, from the UN, we're not doing anything. It's not us. For the first time, Iran is a player. And Iran is a player, which means we can finally justifiably get to the head of the snake. And so Iran cannot run away right now from this. And this is why I think it's actually good. It's significant that we can address the head of the snake, strike the head of the snake, and they know that. And so right now, they climbed up the very, very tall tree, and in order for them to save face, I'm not sure they will send anything from Iranian soil except towards Israeli places outside of Israel. They claim that there is a Mossad station in Erbil in northern Iraq, so they might send rockets there. They might try to sabotage Israeli missions and embassies elsewhere, but they'll be very careful to attack Israeli soil, because then that's it. They're part of the game. They're part of the war. And let the war begin, and let the game go on. And so now comes the spiritual part. Okay, look, two things we know from the Bible. Iran will also be a player in the war against Israel in Ezekiel, which were led by Russia and Turkey. So obviously, Iran will still be there to attack us in that war, which means they might not attack us right now. Second, Israel is still going to be there for that war, which means they're not going to destroy us, right? I mean, we have to be very, very logic here. So I'm not worried. I'm not, but look, it's not fun to go every day and to think, okay, when is it going to happen? It's not fun. Yeah, I must admit. But at the same time, this is the reality we've been living in for a long time, especially since October 7th. Where we have resolved, we are determined, we are not going to back off, and we will fight all the way until we get total victory. This is not an empty word. We're going to do it. We need prayer. We need prayer for unity, for readiness, prayer for strength, prayer for, for the military to act better than October 7th, obviously. But we also need prayer for the Israelis to find out that the best way, the only way, is not to trust in horses or chariots, but to trust in the name of the Lord. And that's really ultimately the most important thing. couple other words I want to say about our neighbor in the north, Lebanon, a country which I really love. I love the Lebanese people, and I love Lebanon. And Lebanon has been taken hostage by Hezbollah in Iran. You have to understand the Lebanese are furious at Hezbollah. The Christians in Lebanon just are going through a lot of hardships right now. Some of their activists are being kidnapped and murdered. And there's a lot of things going on right now in Lebanon. And in some videos that I saw, some Lebanese leaders are saying, we actually prefer Israel to strike Lebanon in order for Hezbollah to be destroyed. Hezbollah must worry that they have opposition from within and they might not be able to fight both ways. And even the Ayatollahs have a lot of opposition from within in Baluchistan, in the southern part of Iran. There is the Jaish al-Adl. There's a Sunni or a terror organization that is attacking the Ayatollahs, and they have killed several of them in the last few days. Even in Iran, there could take advantage of the situation and start an uprising against the Ayatollahs themselves. And they also know that, and they also are afraid of this. I hope Israel will help the Christians in Lebanon, and I hope Israel will help arm the opposition in Iran as well, because we all have a common enemy, diabolic, satanic, devilish, Shiite, Muslim, radical Ayatollahs that everywhere they are in the Middle East, they destroy that country and bring misery, bring poverty, and bring war and destruction over that place. So pray for the people of Lebanon, pray for the people of Iran, and of course, pray for Israel and pray for the enemy to be defeated. That's all we want. Thank you. God bless you. Share this, please, now with everybody.